Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Machiavellian is Illuminati, all through your body. The blows like a 12 gauge shot it.
Feel me? And God said he's the one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the man. Follow me. Keep my flesh, flesh of my flesh. Come with me. Hail Mary, run quick, see what do we have here?
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy that's a getting. Picture paragraphs unloaded, wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the rap game and sold it. Bow down, pray to God, hoping that he's listening. See it coming for me, my diamonds when they glisten. Now pay attention, rest in peace, Father.
Peace, Father, I'ma go, let's go through the field. Hail Mary, catch me as I go. Let's go deep inside the solitary man.
I'm
a man scream. What up, Church? What up?
Hit him,
bruh.
Girl.
Freestyle girl.
In the making.
You know, girl, listen. Please forgive me, everyone. I came home and I had made this beef stew, right, Sunday. And I ain't even going to lie to you, man. I said I'm going to eat some of this beef stew. I'm going to take a quick nap, and then we're gonna do our thing. We're going to go ahead with it. Man.
Let's just say
the beef stew was hitting there holding you. Because I thought I was going to be all right. You know? I thought I was going to, you know. You know, yeah. So, yeah, I had to wake myself up and get myself together to join you all for today's Tuesday episode of Phil's Corner. What it do? What it do? How you feeling today, sis? What's happening over there?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling amazing. I'm feeling blessed. I'm here. I woke up.
There we go. There we go. On time, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was the only one who woke up late. Y'all forgive me. You know what, Trees? I actually have no story of anybody upsetting me or anything going on or nothing wild and crazy happening. It's been a glorious few days leading up to the show. I don't know if it's because, you know, somebody got a birthday on Thursday. I'm screaming about it. I ain't never been 51 before. So, you know, I got to let that thing
right.
Be known. I hear 51 got some good things in store for a brother. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But call it that, be it that as it may. You know, it's been cool. It's been a good week and weekend. And I'm ready for the baseball all-star game, you know. Ready to see if Juan Soto ends up traded, you know, I'm just ready. Can I say that? Yeah. I'm just ready. And since we're ready, we're going to go ahead and our discussion for today. Of course, the MLB All-Star Game. L.A. Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw to start the All-Star Game at his home park. Man, I know that is like, you talk about butterflies in your stomach and all of that mess. I'm pretty sure he has nerves going through him right now. And they're doing something new this year. I want you guys to tell me how you feel about this. The All-Star Game will be decided by the home run derby. You know, if teams are tied after 9 innings. So if the American League and the National League are tied up after nine innings, whatever representative, be it a National League representative or American League representative, that wins the home run derby, that's whose team will win. And I think that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. It's putting more emphasis on the home run derby and making it something that was already important, even more important. So good move, MLB. Great move. Nationals outfielder Juan Soto, uncomfortable amid all the trade talk, you know. We're going to get into that. Angels, Mike Trout out 10 days with back problems. Yankees starter Luis Severino injured, out for 2 weeks. Rams, and that'll be our last baseball when we talk about Luis Severino with the Yankees. Then we're going to football. Rams, Bobby Brown, no pun intended, not the singer,
right,
suspended for 6 games for performance enhancing violations. Wow.
Mm.
And you know what, Trees? I'm going to call this Deshaun Watson the story that just keeps on giving. Because the Houston Texans have settled claims versus their team in relation to the sexual misconduct allegations. So, yeah, we all remember at one time they were hiding it. Well, I don't want to say hiding it, but they were just keeping it in-house, and now they're paying these victims off. Chiefs left tackle Orlando Brown will be playing this 2022-23 season under the franchise tag. The two sides cannot reach a deal. You know, we're going to get a dive into that and any other football news that may come up. All these stories and more, so much more today on this episode of Kel's Corner. Y'all talk about? You talk about? All right. Tree.
What's happening?
Who do you, you know what, before we get into that, we're going to take a quick break. Can we do that, Tree? Yeah.
Yes.
Take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss this All-Star game, this MLB All-Star game. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782 is the number. Make sure you call them. Let them know they on that corner, Joe. That was for my good buddy Leonard Floyd Kirby, who always tells me that my music sucks. So I thought I'd put a little AWB, pick up the pieces out there, and we're gonna go to Kirby in a moment and find out what he felt about that one. The MLB All-Star Game. I like the fact that they have added the Home Run Derby to be a part of the game. You know, if the American and the National League are tied after nine innings, then the winner of the home run, the winning player of the home run derby, his side will represent as the winning team. So, I mean, that to me is good news, you know, because it's making more out of the home run derby. It's these guys are not just playing for self reward or self gratitude in the home run derby anymore. They're actually playing so that their team can represent come the end of the season, because we all know that the winner of the All-Star game, that side is usually the home side of the All-Star game. So if the National League win, then whichever National League team that makes it to the World Series, they will be the home team. Or if the American League wins, yes. Or if the American League player wins, then they'll be, the American League will be the home representative in the World Series. So I kind of like that, you know. It adds a new twist, a new flavor onto an old activity. If we want to say that. Let's how do you feel about that, T? What are your thoughts on that?
I like it. Instead of keep going on and on and on and on with the game, just if it's tied, whoever win the game, I'm sorry, whoever win the game, you know, yeah, I like that.
Okay.
They get to have control.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's all about the control.
Yeah, ain't it always, though? Ain't it always? Let's go to the phone. Brother Lou, what's up, Lou?
Good
hey, Lou.
Hello. All right. I found about that yesterday. I'm like, at first I didn't really believe it, though, that you're going to decide on a home run derby. I don't know if fans are going to react to that, though, because they think it might cheapen the victory. You know, I mean, I'm for it. But, you know, everybody's going to think like, oh, well, this is going to take away, you know, the true victory, you know, and like that. And they're going to say, oh, what's next? Is it going to be in the regular season? Yeah, when that happens, there's really going to be a lot of problems. So, but I'm not against the home run derby decided because, you know, like your partner just said, you know, because I've seen games where it was like Kennedy swimming. I saw a game once, was in Yankee Stadium, I think it was 15 innings, and that went to 2 a.m., like, yeah. I don't know if I can stay awake.
Wow.
I mean, that was no.
Wow.
That's long. Yeah.
Yeah. 2008 went 15 innings. I lost a lot of sleep that night. Then again,
you,
I lose sleep
night
because it was 15 innings.
Yeah. You and a lot of us,
yeah.
Lou. You and a lot of us.
Yeah.
All right. What's up, Humberberg?
Hey, Huck.
Sometimes I wish that he was me, if I could be like Max. Let me see.
I
don't like it. I think they should, keep it the way it is. Home run derby to decide the game. I agree with what Lou said about it. To me, it cheapens the game. Now, this is just my opinion. You know, I'm not saying that everybody feels this way, but in my opinion, it does cheapen the game. You know,
Huck,
let's play the game
that
we're supposed to be played.
Well, no, Huck, I actually said that I think other people might think it might cheapen the game. I have nothing against it. I really don't.
No, I understand.
I
understand what you were saying. I was just acknowledging the fact that you said other people might think it cheapens the game. I'm one of those other people. You know, that's all I'm saying, Lou. I'm not, yeah. Yeah.
Why,
you know,
why do you guys say it cheapens the game? I mean, what aspect?
Well, because I feel like the game should be played the way, you know, I think the game should be played straight through. If it means we got to go extra innings, we got to go extra innings. That's what you would do in a regular season game. You know, if we got to go extra innings, got to go extra innings. Don't stop the game and all of a sudden now we got a home run derby to see who wins. You know, to me, that's not the way the game should be played. You know, it's not baseball.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
The home run derby is usually before the All-Star game, if I'm correct.
Yes.
So it's
well,
not
they
like
had it, didn't
wanna, not yet. It's not like I believe it's later on tonight, if I'm not mistaken. But
what's that?
Okay.
The home run derby.
Yeah.
They had the home run derby last night.
That's what I thought.
The home run derby was last night.
Juan Soto won
the home run derby.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn, it ain't none of us say Juan Soto.
Yeah,
we gotta check.
No, 007 said Juan Soto and Tang said. Yep.
Okay.
Tang and 007 said Juan Soto.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
because
I picked Albert Pujols.
Yep. And he was good, though. He was good.
He was good.
Dang.
He was good,
sis.
Was the best I'm saying.
Yes.
It was a good home run derby.
He was relevant all night. He made it to the second round.
So
Juan Soto won. That means the National League will represent the home team in the World Series. Right?
True. They're the home team. They're the home team.
Which is another thing I disagree with.
So, yeah, but that's been years in the making. After nine innings, if the game is tied up, National League will automatically win is what they're saying.
I don't know how they're going to do it. That put a spin on it for me.
I'm with 57 there. I want the game to keep going. I don't want the derby to be the reason. Now I'm kind of upset now. The way you put it that way, now I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, the derby shouldn't have been a deciding factor.
I'm with that one.
At first I said, sis must not have understood what they were saying.
Yeah, or something. You right, 57, because now I'm a little heated under the collar, and I don't even have on no shirt. I mean, I got on a dress, y'all. I got a dress on. That's why I'm saying how
to clean. Get the clean.
We understand, sis.
Yeah. I don't even have to. Now my neck is hot.
Yep. So.
We don't have a choice in it, so we got to see how it plays out. I'm one that wish they would have. Now that we've things have already gone down. Number one, I wish they would have had more advertisement on the daggone home run competition. And number two, I don't know how I feel about the home run derby being the deciding factor for home team in the World Series.
Right.
I think they should go ahead and let that game. I think they should let that game play out. I think they should let that game play out. And hey, if it goes, let's say 12 innings, call it, and whichever team, let's say the Yankees in the American League finish with a higher record than any team in the National League, then that should make the determining factor of which division will be the home team. You know what I'm saying? Put it on what these guys are doing during the regular season. Don't put it on this All-Star game. I don't know. There have been games
where they called the game after a certain inning and they did come back and pick the game up the next day in the bottom of the 14th inning. or something like that. They've done that before.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they were doing that, but they have done that
in
before.
In the 2002 game, it was called with tie after they all ran out of pitchers, if you remember.
Yep, they sure did. They ran out of pitchers.
And that's what led to the decision of the All-Star game deciding who gets home advantage in the World Series, which doesn't make any real sense at all. So they stopped that.
Yeah.
And, you know, just went with, the team with the best record of getting the home advantage in the World Series, which is the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
An All-Star game deciding who gets home advantage, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, with you, Lou.
And that.
I like it when whatever ballpark you played in, if you played in American League ballpark, they were the home team. National League ballpark, they were the home team. You got the same amount of teams in each league. Switch it up every year.
Well, not just that, but they're all playing the same amount of games. And whoever record is the highest winning record at the end of the season, then that's whose league should be the host for the World Series, in my book.
We caused them to change that. We caused them to change that, Kale. The Yankees won like 8-9 World Series in a row or something like that.
What?
We caused them to change that rule.
Yeah.
Hey. We went like 6 World Series in a row, and then that's when they changed the rule.
Yeah, don't let 57 feed y'all that. I'm telling you the truth, sis. Absolute.
That's actual factual. The Yankees changed a lot about baseball. The Yankees changed a lot about baseball as far as salaries and the number of big time contracts you can have on one team. All that. The Yankees changed a lot with that. Let's go to my brother. Tang, I couldn't remember whether or not you had won with Juan Solo, but you was dead on, bro. You was dead on, man.
Hey, what's up, fam? Kara's calling the family. How y'all doing today? What's up, 57, Lou?
Right. What's up, Tang?
Yeah, man. Hey, look, I didn't know. I'm going to be honest with you. Just like I told Miss T, when 007 was saying it, and when he picked Juan Solo, I was like, you know what? Damn, it's somebody in my mob over there. So that's just who I'm going with. Because if I knew he was in there, I would have definitely went with him anyway. But as soon as 007 picked him, that's when I picked him. So, yeah, I rolled with Juan Soto. He pulled it on in for us. So that was cool. That was something to celebrate about for the Nats.
No doubt.
And you
know
what?
No
he beat Pujols. He beat Pujols.
Yeah.
By 1 point.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
By 1 hit.
Wow. Wow, and
Pujols wasn't playing around.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was not playing.
OG was letting him know he still got it, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
He'd have been in the finals if he didn't run out of steam. He just ran out of steam.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Because
He was hitting them things. He was fucking.
Yeah.
Fucking. Boy, I mean, they was out of there.
That's what's up. Now, I didn't pick Pujols. Who was it that? Oh, Aaron Judge. That's who I picked.
Yeah,
well, how did
Judge?
I picked Pujols, actually.
He didn't do too well.
I picked Pujols.
He did good, but he didn't do good. Like, I don't think he made the second round.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
The rookie, though. What was his name?
Rodriguez?
He was from the Mariners. He was from Seattle. He was killing them.
Yeah, he was nice. He was hanging there with them. He made it to the second round too.
Yeah.
He made it to the finals. That's who Soto beat. Rodriguez knocked out Pujols. Exactly.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's how they ended up being them two, the last two, because Pujols was he was holding on for a minute. I mean, he was doing really good for a long time. He did really really good.
Well, yeah,
but that guy Alonzo, what's his name? 57.
Rodrigo. He was a
Rodriguez.
Rookie. I can't even remember now. Yeah,
that's
there
name,
you go.
Alonzo Rodriguez. He hit them. I think he hit two more than Pujols did. That's what made Pujols out. And then after Pujols got out, it was just now it was Juan Soto and that young guy. And Juan Soto was like, I'm winning, buddy. I am going to win this derby.
No, he got that out there, boy.
Yeah, he did. He was so excited.
Now, who hit the longest home run? Who won that one? Did they even tell
him? Soto got that.
I think Soto got that, too.
Yeah, I think Soto got that, too. Yep.
Hey, well, okay.
I mean, I think he hit a 425. I think it was a 425 it was.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. All right, let's take this call. 9398, you're on the corner with Lady T, DMV Kill, and all the family. What's happening?
Yabba-do, family. How y'all doing?
What's up, bro? What's up?
Hey,
what's going on? What's going on, Steve?
Between hospital calls and no more walking, I'm doing all right, y'all. But, I'm gonna go a little different. I know you're going to football later, but I gotta get this news. So, what is wrong with Houston players? Just tell me what's wrong with them.
I don't know what you mean.
What's happening?
Okay.
What happened?
You heard? Okay. There was news Friday that a Houston running back is getting charged with rape. Now he's the third Houston player that's been charged with a lot of sexual assault. You know, Watson and then the defensive lineman. Yeah. What is wrong? I mean, tell me. What's going on, family?
I don't know. I guess judging by the way the team has handled these situations, people are getting misconstrued with the type of support they're going to have with this thing. Players, and I'm not saying that this is exactly what it is, because we can't put blame on anybody except for the individual who is found guilty. But if you're with an organization that has played the cover-up game and turned a blind eye to situation after situation, that's going to have you as an individual thinking that you can get away with certain things, thinking that the penalties won't fall on you like they have fallen on others. So, until this thing is completely rectified, meaning Houston and the players are held responsible for their individual acts, then this is what we're going to have. This is what's going to continue to go on. So,
because you got ownership. You got ownership that paid 40 of them. So I get them partly responsible,
okay,
too, because.
Steve, You jumping too far ahead.
Okay.
Because that is a topic. Houston Texans, they are one of the topics once we get into football that we're going to discuss. So just hold tight, hold your thoughts on that. Write them down if you need
to. Write them down.
Because, we definitely going to jump into that. All right?
Okay.
Let's go to my man, Darius.
Okay.
What's up, D?
Hey,
Darius. How y'all doing?
All right.
What it do, D-Law? All right. All right, nothing I heard. Y'all said Juan Soto won it all?
Yeah,
all right, I'm going to go get his jersey. That's a winner right there. I respect that.
I cannot.
You going to go get a what?
A a jersey.
I respect that. He'll win it. He'll win
it. You don't even know anything about him.
Nah, I ain't got no nothing about him.
I'm
a winner. He a winner.
I would wait.
Hey, nephew, you're not even a baseball fan.
Nah, I ain't got you. I'm a Juan Soto fan. I'm a Juan Soto fan. You're a winner.
D. Don't waste your money.
I
would wait.
Juan Soto in the history book.
There are discussions for Juan Soto being traded. He's on the trading block
how much money Boston tried to give up?
They tried to sucker him, though, bruh. That's $440 million over 15 years. That ain't nothing.
That's about
$20-some million a year. That's like $20-some million a year.
I'm with you. I'm with betting on myself. That's why he went down. I'm just saying what they gave him and that it was more than anybody in history in baseball, they said. That's all I was saying.
All right. That contract was the biggest.
Ever.
Yeah, the money.
And it was the biggest contract ever to be turned down.
Right. Yeah. But now, can I say one thing, y'all? What they're not saying is they're just mentioning the money. They mentioned the money because it was the largest amount of money ever given.
Mm-hmm.
But over a period of time, it's a 15-year deal. When you break it down, it's not the largest amount because he's only going to get about 20-some million a year when the highest players out there now are getting something like $30 million a year to play the game. So he did the right thing to me.
He did the math.
That
contract is guaranteed. It's $28.6 million. Guaranteed for 15 years. Even Trout contract is not guaranteed. So that would have been the richest one in baseball.
But he'd have shortchanged himself because he could wait in 2 years. In 2 years, he could get all of that. He could get all of that and more.
Oh, he stay healthy.
Yeah,
he's definitely going to get that 57.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so he did the right thing.
And winning the home run derby and hitting the longest home run. They all helped his effort. They all helped him.
Oh, yeah.
His agent is just sitting back with his feet up, taking phone calls. Pretty sure.
He said, I won, too.
Hey.
I didn't even have to do that.
Hey, one thing Gary said, I got to agree with Juan Soto. Was definitely the winner last night. So, you know, winners get paid. Winners get paid. And I'm pretty sure a lot of teams that are have playoff aspirations looked at Juan Soto and said, you know what, we can use him over here.
Yeah.
We need to go ahead and get us some of that over here. So, you know, I would wait on purchasing that jersey because he's going to be traded soon. Go ahead, T.
Hey, look, Shay Shay said, and he's so cute, too.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, man. Don't interrupt us with that female stuff, man.
Everybody opinion counts. She on the corner with us.
Hey,
man, don't.
That was said, that's sexist.
Yeah, man. We on this corner. It's too many dudes, man. What we supposed to say? Yeah, he is. Come on,
man.
Yeah,
is.
Really.
Look, it doesn't matter. She cracking up laughing. She said that was for me.
Hey, Tree, tell her we don't like being subjectified like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Right.
The big word.
What were we supposed to say? Oh, he does look good. Shoot, like a monster out there.
Let me give you a monkey pop now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I am not touching that.
She's cracking up. She put a whole bunch of laughing emojis up here. I think she was just testing you out.
Hey, Mike Trout is on the DL for 10 days with a back problem, guys. Mike Trout of the Angels. That back, man, that's a crucial injury. It was the back that set down Tiger Woods. It was the back that set down numerous basketball players. That back, man, once you have a back injury, you're pretty much not the same. So, you know, I wish Trout well and healthy recovery, you know, but I mean, just from judging past players with back injuries in the past, you know, I don't want to say it doesn't look back. Good for him. I don't want to say it doesn't look good for him, but we gonna hold the brother up in prayer, man, and hopefully he'll have a healthy recovery. You know, what you say, Shane?
I was going to say, we don't even have to go that far back. We've seen that play out with our man, Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
But Tiger's back wasn't hurt because of golf, though. His back wasn't hurt because of golf.
We just talking about a back injury, period.
Yeah, back injury.
His back was hurt because he was on it too much.
I can't. Somebody mute his phone.
Don't mute me. Yeah, I won't say it again. I won't say it again.
I cannot for him.
Every time we say Tiger and his back injury, I replayed that shot. He tried that approach. He tried to hit onto the green, man, he looked like Charles Barkley out there, man. He looked just like Charles Barkley. He could not, no pun intended, put his back into it at all. His back completely gave out. So yeah. I mean, hey man, you know, wow.
That back
well,
Mike
Trout. And I hope he's young enough to recover and you know, make it a near and gone situation, you know. I hope it's not something that lives on and lingers in his career, because Mike Trout is a good ball player. He's a damn good ball player. So, you know, hope that he'll hopefully he'll recover. Yankees starter Luis Severino injured, out for 2 weeks. Now they didn't list what type of injury Severino has. I was hoping that our Yankee historian here of 57, Mr. We Won So Many World Series, that we had to change things up to tell us what's going on with Lewis.
Real good, Donnie.
Real good. So what's going on with Severino, man?
Severino strained his right arm pitching. So that's why he's only out for 2 weeks. You know, you need to let that arm settle down and heal, you know. So it's not something major, and it's only for 2 weeks. And I'm glad it happened now, because you're going to get these next 4 days on the break, you know, and then you got another week after that. So I'm glad it happened at this time. But I'm more worried about other things other than that right there, though.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right.
Yeah,
it's an injury to a player on the league leading team. So that makes the news. That makes the news every time. You know what I mean? Not the pick on your Yankees.
Well,
no,
yeah.
And see, what I'm also looking at, she sees it. You know, we lost some games to let down the stretch here before the All-Star break that we should have won. We lost to teams that we're going to have to see later. You know, that's what I'm looking at.
That might come back and bite you in the butt.
That's it.
Yeah, I honestly say that's true. Because that last couple of games, I was like, what are they doing? I was like, looking at the bad news I did one time.
I'm like, man.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But you know what? I am going to say this. When it comes down to it, seriously, the Yankees are a team that, you know, and some people say it's because of their high-priced roster. Oh, I don't care how much a roster costs. The dudes have to know how to play ball. They have to know how to hit, run, catch, steal, all of that. All of the elements of baseball, they have to know how to do it. And it seems like that Yankee team put it together at the right moment when they're in the mix. When they're in the mix. Now, if they have a sorry regular season, then you can pretty much expect them to falter during the playoffs. But a season like this, where they hitting on all cylinders, you best believe they bringing it. They bringing it.
Okay.
They are bringing it. Go ahead.
Can I say something real quick, Kale? I agree with you, but this is what I'm going to say. When you got a team like ours that are loaded with home run hitters, if they get into a game where you got to move players along, you know, not hitting home runs, you got to move players along, that's where we get trapped. We play a team like, say, you get into a game against a Mets team, or say if the Phillies or the Cardinals were to make, these are teams that believe in putting a man on base, then moving him along, not relying on the home run.
Yeah.
So the Yankees, you're saying that the Yankees are not as good against small ball teams.
There you go. That's the name. That's the word I was looking for. When you got to play small ball, no, we're not that good. Not against small, because we're long ball hitters. We're loaded with long ball hitters. And we're loaded with good pitching. But if you can nullify pitching and get us into playing small ball, then you got a chance of beating us. Now, that's my team I'm talking about, but that's the way it is. That's the way I see it right now. That's why I'm worried.
And just for an eye-opener, there aren't that many long ball teams in the American or the National League. You got more, like 57 states, you got more teams that play that small ball variety, get a man on first, hit him around, and they rely on good pitching. They also rely on good pitching. They can small ball you to death, but then their pitcher shuts you down. Their pitcher only allowing you maybe one, two, at three at best runs against them. So, you know, it's going to be interesting come October exactly when we see exactly which teams are the last two standing and we compare styles. We compare styles. I know, 57, I'm not trying to jinx you, but I really truly feel like the Yankees are going to, I'm not going to say they're going to take the World Series yet, but I really believe that they will have a say so before it's all over with.
We'll be in the mix.
Just the way they playing, man. I mean, they coming with it. I'm talking about the Yankees.
But I give his team. But I give his team that though. I'm with y'all.
You got distracted, y'all.
They are playing good ball. But if they run into them Dodgers, I don't know what to say.
The Dodgers look good.
Oh, my gracious.
They look good.
That's the World Series.
I believe so, too, Tang.
Wait a minute, Tang. Nobody called your name, sir. Nobody asked you to put them two in the World Series because we still have we right there. Don't do that.
Hey,
don't count
you like the right thing. You like to write stuff down. Write it down.
Oh, oh,
Let me write
it down.
Write it
down. Take a note.
Let me write it down. What I'm writing down, Kane?
You can put the time beside it if you want.
Ooh. 5:47.
Oh.
I got him, y'all. Don't worry about it. He ain't showing off, but I'm showing off, too. So it don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We match each other's energy, so we good.
Everybody said put the time down. Oh, my goodness.
Didn't he?
Yeah. He
don't beat some banana pudding tonight.
Yeah. We're gonna take a quick one on that, y'all. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back, man.
Sim,
when me love them shape and figure, yeah, the man them with the girl admire. Got the girl and make them ball up with your jaw. And I'm they got the girls them power. Here we pull on my ass in my dear.
Oh man, he just removed the ketchup bottle.
Zaga, zaga, zaga.
Well, if I could be your girl. All right, all right, all right. Rams, Bobby Brown suspended 6 games for performance-enhancing violations. Man, oh, man. Football just opened. A few teams have just opened their camp, and we got Bama's being suspended for violations already. Kirby,
definitely
your
they didn't put it down fast enough. They knew that day was coming up. They should have put it down, man.
Waited too long.
They let them. They look. They know they can get it in with their green or whatever they want to do. Come on, man. When it's time to play, put it down. Give yourself 2 months to clean out. You know they can test you if they know you do it. That's his fault. Mm. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Because everybody
on,
in the NFL smoking.
Yeah. Everybody in the world.
Everybody's doing.
Everybody in the world. Everybody in the world.
How's the family? How's the family? Let me say
how
hi
going,
to
Mr.
the hostess with the mostest, Catrice. Appreciate you showing up topless today. And
damn.
DMV Kale, the host with the most. I want you to know I really appreciate that decent music that you played. Started Kale's Corner, and nobody parked in my parking place, so I'm happy as a fat kid with a box of Twinkies. But I'm gonna tell you I was born in 1947, and I grew up in the 50s, and the Yankees was my team. I knew the name of all of them, the coach, Casey Stengel, all of them, It would really make me so mad when that pitched to Roger Maris and then walked Mickey Mantle, As far as hitting a long ball, Babe Ruth hit one 602 feet. That's right. Check it out, and Luke probably witnessed that himself, I love the home run derby because I got to see Willie Mays. Willie Mays and Rocky Colomito and Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris, all of them was on there. It was not as extravagant as it is now. Wasn't all pumped up and kind of boring to most people. But I really loved it. The Yankees was my team, But I have to share something with y'all, being family and all. Back then, the NFL really hadn't caught on big, and baseball was number one.
And I mean,
up
that
until
was
the '60s.
But I used to love to go to the baseball games, but serving in Vietnam changed that. I ran into a Viet Cong sniper who had a warped sense of humor, and I was taking a leak, and he shot my wee-wee off.
So this Navy
corpsman seen it, and he runs over there and says, hang on, I'm really a doctor serving my country. And he grabbed his surgical kit. There was a wounded elephant there with still alive, and he went over there and he cut off.
We ain't going to never get on TV, man. We ain't going to never get on TV, man.
Some of that elephant stuff, you know, meat and everything wrapped around a plastic tube and skin grafted me a new wee-wee and stuff. And I ran into him in San Antonio a few years later, and he said, how's everything? You know what I mean? I said, oh, it's great. My wife likes it. We got a couple kids. He said, well, I'm glad you ended up perfect. And I said, well, it wasn't really perfect because I had to quit going to baseball games because when they passed the peanuts around, it ripped through my pants and grabbed them peanuts and stick them in my butt.
I am done with you, Kirby.
Man, we're going to have to start coming on at 11 o'clock. I'm telling you, watch.
It's a great sport. It really always has been. I used to love to watch Mickey Mantle get up there left-handed, then drag butt and beat out the butt to first base.
Yeah.
That's how fast he was. And in the park home run, and he'd cover all the center field and part of left center and right center too, you know. Something else, but when the Pittsburgh Pirates upset him in the World Series, I even cried. I really did, because I mean I love them Yankees, you know. Yeah.
All right. Kirby, you cease to amaze me, man. Because when we're talking other sports, you come on talking football. Now we talking football. Yeah. Your high pods come on talking other sports. I tell you, boy, there's only one
that was
Leonard Floyd Kirby.
Okay.
That's how about.
No, we love him.
Only one, bro. Mm-hmm. Only one. Now, Kirby, do you have anything that you want to say on the Rams? Bobby Brown getting suspended for the sixth game for the performance enhancing drug. And can you believe you really can't
fix stupid, you know what I mean? Some people's elevators don't go all the way to the top. That's just the way it is.
Lou, I just wanted to say, Lou, I heard you. I heard that little thing, Lou.
I had to do it. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Tree.
Steve said that's six paychecks. And I also wanted to say, remember when we were talking about the people got to learn for their own self. How many times have we read this book?
Yep.
How many times? A million times. And I can tell you exactly what he thought to himself. It ain't going to happen to me because the way I'm doing it is better than the way they were doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why.
I don't care how you doing it. I don't care how you. Everybody gets caught when the light turns on.
Eventually,
everybody.
Tell them again, sis.
I don't understand why these players can't understand that. Just like every year, you're looking for a new way to beat it. They're looking for a new way that you haven't thought of to catch you.
Exactly.
They're looking for a new way
exactly.
to catch you every year, bruh. Every year. You know,
yep.
They
got somebody dedicated for that.
Yes.
Yes. Some people just
their
not,
only job.
That's
you
it.
Got
only
some people that are just not dedicated
like
enough to say, like sis said,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a surefire way to do it, but you got to be dedicated. You got to stop when you're supposed to stop, drink the
right.
stuff you're supposed to drink during that period, but they want to, we're going to go up to the last week. I got a surefire way. I'm going to get some dried this. Dry debt. I'm gonna drink this the night before. I'm gonna be good.
Not knowing they have somebody watching every last one of y'all. Like all the organizations, they like these drug people. They watching you, whether you know it or not. Like you're being watched.
Oh yeah.
So they know exactly how long you to go knock on the door and say, "Pee in this cup right here."
They're also hip to all these sources and organizations that you're going to gain these cleanup system drugs from. They're hip to
right.
all of that. They know mm-hmm. that. Ooh, okay. 007 got the urine cleaner. Let me go to 007's house. Well, guess what? They're watching 007's house. They're watching 007's job. They're watching 007's mother's house. There's no way you can go that you're not being watched. You're no.
And
Big Brother's watching.
The camera
you have the time. You exactly. You have the time. To use and then clean yourself up. And I know a lot of these guys say, well, it's about rehab. It's about my body recovering and all things of this nature. You know, I take LeBron James for an example. This man's body goes through hell and high water every season. But he spends $1 million on recovery. He spends $1 million on rebuilding. Kobe Bryant
mm-hmm.
had one of the most vicious surgeries that we've seen. What did he do? He didn't take performance-enhancing drugs. No, he got himself into a rehab regimen and built himself up. Come on, y'all. It's time out for the shortcut.
Yeah.
It's time out for the quick fix. There's only
mm-hmm.
one way that you can do it, and it be done correctly. And these players keep losing playing times and paychecks and all of this for what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you got to ask them at the end of the day, is it worth it? Is it
they
worth
lose
it?
A lot.
Really?
They lose respect. They lose money. They lose time.
Hey, so
they lose a whole lot.
Plus, the NBA got the NFL got a rule that they can call you. The season can be over. If they call you and say,
yep.
we need you to come in for a drug test, you got 24 hours
yeah.
to come
yep.
in there for that drug
yep.
test.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, as long as you are under a contract for a team, you belong to the NFL. Now,
that's right.
you are property of that team. But you also belong to the NFL. So they can call you at any time, anywhere. Are you on the boat? Well, bring that boat on in. We're going to have a tester meet you at the Puerto Rico dock. We're going to have a tester meet
now,
you
I think what
at
they
the
do,
Hawaiian
Kale,
dock.
You have to go to the doctor on that ship and they do it for you there. And they turn it into the NFL. That's how they do it,
right.
I think. I don't think you have to, like, fly back. You just got to report
right.
somewhere and get it done within 24 hours.
Well, you gotta report to where they tell you to go to. You can't just go to any
yeah.
Yeah.
place.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
certain
yeah.
spots, I mean, you know, because they got to oversee it. Like, they standing right in there with
mm-hmm.
you, like, they ain't going
yeah,
for it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Steve says Free Will lost it all. If you want to make an example of somebody like Free Will, he lost it all.
Yeah.
Well,
Freewell was kind of on the dingbat path anyway. You know what I mean? You know, Freewell did a lot of things besides performing enhancing drugs. He got a long record, so to speak. So
right.
You know, hey, Freewell was a wild dude. Six games, you know, and the thing about it with the season being extended now to 17 games, it's going to be kind of, to me, those six games are like the early portion of the season when it's not too cold, not too hot. It's that just right weather, that pleasant weather to play football in. He's going to miss all of that. And then when he comes back, fall going to kick in, you know, and headed towards winter, you know, weather. It's just, what a waste, bro. It's just a waste, man. Listen, as someone who was indulging at one time, when that doctor told me, look, bro, you want to be here, this is what you need to do. And guess what? This is what I did. And you just have to do it. You have to do it. There is a way that this can be done, and it will not affect you. And if you can't clean yourself by a certain time, then maybe you have a problem that needs attention. You know?
Exactly.
You know, because, I mean, when it's done, it's done. When it's over, it's over. Right. You know? And you have to accept that.
Yeah, right.
You know?
And it's true.
You pushing the envelope and moving the goalposts and all that mess, and you're hurting no one but just, well, you are. You're hurting your teammates and yourself. You're hurting your teammates and yourself. Because if you are on a team all the way down to the kicker, from the quarterback to the kicker, every position field is a position needed. It's a position needed. So if you're that selfish, you're gonna hurt your team in that way. Like I say, you need to really get some help with that. You need to really get some help with that. You know, that's just about all I got to say. What's up, Lady T? You got anything you want to say on that?
Nope. Cause I'm
like the movie.
Man,
right?
Yeah, just keep it moving.
Okay. Just keeping it moving. Houston Texans settle claim versus team in relation to the sexual misconduct allegations.
No, Hammer.
Steve, you still with me, Steve?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Now, come on out with your Houston Texans thesis.
Hands up.
Okay. I mean, it's just like the quarterback for the Saints, right? And you know, a lot of guys, they just make stupid mistakes. Whether a woman is drunk or dizzy and stuff like that, don't take advantage of her. I mean, it's many times a lot of men, including myself, there'd be women that be tipsy and stuff. I ain't doing nothing with them. I'm sorry, because the first thing I say, oh, I'm going to make a baby. You know, that's going to be money. I'm not going to take advantage of her and stuff like that. But these guys, and I'm talking about a lot of young guys, just like Claret, the guy who killed the other inmate, the one that was for the Rams, the running back. I mean, you just make stupid mistakes. And you know what, a piece of butt, I mean, I'm saying it nicely, it's not going to cost me my life. It's not. Watson could have cost himself a career. You know what I'm saying? And the Houston Texans organization, they just as wrong because they wanted that deal to go through so they won't lose no money. So that's why they're paying half of that. And people don't realize it's a business. It's a business.
Let me say this.
And okay.
Let me say this. As far as Watson goes, we have seen for ourselves that as the story develops and more come out, what can we really accuse Watson of anything? Can we say he's wrong? You know, now with this situation here, with this young man that you're talking about, enough of the story has not come out for us to put a claim on anyone yet. You know, but in Watson's case, the way that this story has now come out and everything has been explained and payments have been made and money has transpired, we know that it was more about putting a bad bone on Watson than what Watson had actually done. And then as the story came out even further, I would say the bad bone is on the Houston Texans organization more so than Watson or his teammates that were caught up in this situation as well. I mean, maybe that's right. Just me. Maybe that's just me, but listening and reading everything that has transpired, it's like, well, wait a minute. Can we really blame the player? Can we say that the players are wrong? Now, you would have to be an idiot, a complete idiot, to get caught up if you are a Houston Texans player and get caught up in a situation involving a woman right now to where you are being accused of some type of sexual deviancy. You're an idiot. You are an idiot. Because with everything swirling and floating around your team right now, this is the last thing that you want to be caught up in. Because guess what? No court in Houston wants to rule in your favor against anybody. And let's keep it real, any female, because of what has happened with the other cases. So you're an idiot, bro. You're a complete idiot, bro.
Hey, Kel, guess what? The Redskins had one, too. The Redskins had one, too. Don't forget. Number 29, we had one, too.
Darius Geis?
Yeah, Geis, yeah.
I think he's in college,
wasn't he? Yeah. No, Darius Geis. No, he started from high school. Play. It went to high school, well, the LSU, to the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the case in which he's punished for, now I'm not excusing him of any wrongdoing. But Darius Geis is most guilty of getting involved with a daggone hood rat. You got involved with a hood rat, bruh. Because when reading that story, everything that you and this young lady got into, every argument and all, you like that. You like that drama. You like that mishap in your life. And now you're paying a result of having that type of situation in your life. And I call her a hood rat by words that she used out of her mouth, by the interviews that she gave and it was, well, come on, man. Present yourself better than that, young lady. While she was talking, while she was talking and they were getting a description of what happened to her eyes, she was saying a lot of arms and popping her mouth and talking in what we call hood or slang, you know? He coming on his jump, he grabbing on me, he doing this, he was just doing too much. Really? Come on, man. Come on. Don't represent yourself like that. And when I heard this, I said, Darius Geis got caught up with a hood rat, man, and didn't know how to handle that situation. That's all that is. That's all that is. He fell in love with a woman who, and let's keep it real, was beneath him. And now he's involved in a situation that is beneath him, and he's lost everything. He's lost everything. Probably has sold that house that he had just purchased for his mother, the car that he had just purchased for his mom, you know, everything. He lost everything. So, you know, and honestly, I can't feel sorry for the dudes, man. I can't.
No.
Maybe these universities should start having a class on woman treatment 101 or something, you know?
Yeah.
You know? How do you treat your woman?
They should get that from home. They need to get that from home. And the girl that he was with, he liked that because he's hood. See, he hood too. It just so happens he hood with money. He stumbled across some money, so he hood too. And they was hood together. He just so happened to get some money. Mm. He wasn't going to leave his hood girlfriend because he was in love with her. He'd been with her for so long.
Now, when
you get money, you don't go get no hood rat. But if you already with the hood rat, because you a hood rat too. Because when you hear him talk, he
He talked just like Hamina.
Yes, he talked just like that. So I'm just saying, he didn't go get her. They found each other. It just so happened that they didn't bring each other up. They brought the worst out of each other instead of bringing the best out of each other. That's what happened.
Great synopsis. Great synopsis, because that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. And we have to know that just because Obama got money don't mean he ain't Obama no more. That don't mean that he's this different dude just because he got money. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's the same guy, same thought, just with money.
Yeah.
You know, just with money. That's it. That's all. I thought that he would change his game around because, you know, as far as putting real action into his career and you know, things of this nature, but he chose the other route. So this is where he is, and you know, it has to be a shock to his system to open his eyes day after day, and he's in prison with none of that money that was promised to him, you know, and his life being the muck hole that it is now, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Muckety.
Yeah.
Again, I don't feel sorry for him.
I don't feel sorry for him at all.
Bro, you brought that on yourself, man. You brought that on yourself, you know. Them hood rats, boy, I tell you, man. There was a time when your boy loved them, I'm trying to tell you. I ain't want nothing to do with her if she wasn't a hood rat, man. I love them hood rats. But after, you know, a couple of stab wounds and car chases and, yeah, man, yeah, all that crazy stuff, I said, you know what? You know what, Kel? It's time for you to do this here.
Right.
That's what they forgot to do. Watch out.
Yeah, got to cool it. Got to cool it, man. Got to cool it. Chiefs left tackle Orlando Brown playing this 2020 season under the franchise tag. Reports are that the two sides could not reach an agreement. I think we're going to see a lot of this season, y'all. I really and truly do. And let's walk with me real quick. Everybody is using COVID as an excuse. You know, you got the players saying, oh, well, I had to do this and that and the other to my home to make it safe and COVID-proof. And you got facilities teams saying, well, we had to do this to the facility to make it safe and COVID-proof. And we had to pay for all these tests and vaccines and everything. So, you know, I think everybody is going to use this COVID like the rest of the world is.
Yes.
As an excuse for the player to ask for more and the team to try to give less. You know? And I hope that it doesn't embark on our football and makes our football less desirable, because players will start to say, well, the heck with it, I'm just going to sit out. I don't want anything to do with it.
COVID is an excuse for everything now.
You say what, Lou?
It's becoming an excuse for everything now. I mean, they're using COVID as a cop-out.
Oh, yeah. They're using that for everything. I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah? That's what Kel would do, sir?
I don't think so.
I don't know what you're saying.
Now, I don't mean to sound harsh, but ever since COVID came on, everybody's like, oh, I got to look for my mental health and all this stuff. We never had to worry about that before COVID came along. Now everybody's saying everybody's doing it.
They're losing their mind when it's so convenient. It's convenient, Milo. Right. You are absolutely correct.
Mhm.
You know.
Exactly. And that's not cool.
No.
No, it's really not because, and I say this with almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be the case when someone's really, really having this issue, and because your situation is looked at as a time waster or an excuse, you know, what about that person who really, really hurting or needs that help,
yeah.
You know? You're taken away from it. It's the same as the women who, and excuse me, guys, but you all know how I feel about this with Bill Cosby, you know? These women,
right.
He drugged me, he did me wrong, and this and that and the third. And there was so much wrong in that situation that Bill should not have been the only one that was in jail. First of all, whose home was it? Whose home was it? You know, what's old boy? You have to? Okay, why you wasn't in court? Why you didn't have his day in court? All of this wrongdoing went on in his home. You know, I've seen different cases and situations where the homeowners were accused, held accountable, you know. So, and then these women who were saying that he drugged them. And we're talking over 30 years ago. Now, if Bill actually drugged these women, he deserved what he got.
No, because what happened to the statute of limitation? What happened to statute of limitation? The statute of limitation is 7 years on those type of crimes. The only other crime that don't have a statute of limitation is murder. Now, my thing is this. Where all these little black girls that said that they was raped, but you can't go back and get them. You ain't nobody went back and got none of them people. Because you know what they told them girls? It's the statute of limitation has gone. You can't be tried now. The time period is over. So how did they get to do that? Right? That's because all of it was a frame up from the very beginning.
Right.
So that's I just be getting so frustrated and upset how they did Bill because he was trying to buy NBC.
Well, Beverly Johnson, she had a strong case, and when she did that, she said you MF and this and this and this and this, because she was drugged several times, but she was strong enough to fight it and stuff. And you know what? I'm just saying that this is my personal opinion, right? Some people like OJ and other people may think they got away with it one way, but they don't pay in the other life because I'm not adjusting for most people, you know. You know,
right.
I may go in and I may see Trump right here, and he say, "Hey, you made it. You must have did something I said do," and I may go down. So you know. I can't judge somebody until they judge me. So, you know, it's just different.
I've been listening
know.
To y'all. And the only thing I want to say on the Bill Cosby thing is that only reason why I disagree with what happened to Bill Cosby is because they entered into an agreement 10 years before where they agreed. They agreed not to try him on it, not to do anything to him about it, and they let it all go. And then the new district attorney, the guy running for office 10 years later, decided that he was going to bring the cases back up, which he could because there had never been a determination. He brought the cases back up, which he shouldn't have done. That's why Bill is out now, because the judge stepped in and said he was not supposed to bring that back against Bill Cosby because there was an agreement. And that's the only reason why I agree with Bill Cosby. Now, in order to make an agreement, you had to have done something to make you say, I'm not going to stand up and fight. I'm going to go ahead, Michael Jackson, I'm going to go ahead and pay this off and get rid of it and let sort of go away. That's my opinion, my 57's opinion.
We all have two opinions. We all. But I know by working in the court system, even if you see smoke, people say where there's smoke, there's fire. In a lot of cases, you see smoke and it don't be no fire because somebody put the smoke there. You understand what I'm saying?
But if I got
so,
the money to put the smoke out.
Right, exactly.
That's what I'm going to do.
So what I'm saying is, it shouldn't even him bringing it out 10 whole years later, how did it have legs enough to stand and let man go to court for some stuff that, like 57 just said, wasn't even filed or documented nowhere? It was just a file sitting to the side saying, we're going to shelf this.
How about NBC? Well, no, you don't.
That was their big joker for when he tried to make a move. That's all it was, Miss T.
Exactly.
The
whole car.
You know how the game go, man. They keep that one in the back pocket. Like, what you think you're going to do? Pow! I won this game.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's true.
And that's what they do. That's what they do on a whole lot of cases against not just black people, against a whole lot of people.
Yeah,
you're
right,
57.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was like Trump in sports. Trump hated all sports. That's why most of people say, I ain't going to the White House for him. Nah.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, shit. You know,
he hated
all the football players because he said 75% was black, and he didn't want the football NFL. And I'm like, you lunching.
Well, Trump hated the NFL and the NBA because they made too many millionaires. You know what I mean?
Black millionaires.
Oh, I can believe that.
Black. So,
ain't those 4 years you wish you could get back? And you can't never get them 4 years back. Waste our damn time.
You're right.
You think of 4 weeks.
You're right.
My 4 years.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, we can't get that back, y'all. We can't get
that back. Absolutely not. We can try all we want.
Yeah.
Y'all know the best thing about that, though, Trump told us who he was. We ain't had to figure it out like the rest of these jokers.
Oh, no.
We be brainwashed with the rest of them like the one that's in there now. But Trump let us know, so
yep.
I was cool with that.
Hey, it's like when the man brought the snake in the house and the snake warmed up, snake bit him. What the snake say? You knew I was a snake when you brought me in here.
Exactly. What you thought I was going to do? Cuddle you? No, I'm going to bite you. That's what
I'm
going to
bite you.
DMX said it the best. If you know that man a snake, expect for him to bite you. If you know that man a liar, expect for him to lie to you. Your life will be so much better.
Yeah.
So much better.
Yep. Hey, look, you remember the old movies when Dracula showed up at your door, he couldn't come in unless you invited him in. You gotta let him in.
Right.
Yes.
You know, so we invited the dude in. Not us, everybody, but, you know,
everybody
per se, we invited him in.
Yeah.
Now we got to invite this old dude out.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that is
nobody said anything.
That is wild.
Yeah. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. Hey, miss you, X. I miss you out there, DMX.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yo,
get it twisted. This rap is mine. Motherfucker. What you heard. What you hearing? Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen. X gon' give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to you. Knock knock. Open up the door. It's real. With the nonstop pop out the stainless steel. Go hard, getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart that I make a motherfucker wonder if you did it. Damn right, can I do it again? Yeah, I am life, so I got to win. Break bread with the enemy.
Hey, man, I missed that dude, man. Free agent, defensive back, DeShazer Evans, pleads guilty in misdemeanor, reckless driving charge. goodness gracious, y'all. I mean, I'm like, you know, dude, I'd rather you have a report saying you plan on retiring. I'd rather you have a report saying that, hell, you divorced your wife. You know what I mean? Anything. These crazy reports, man, are just becoming too frequent.
Yeah,
you know,
I tell you.
It's just becoming too frequent, man. These guys are just
It's
like you get this money and you just lose your mind on what reality, what law, what's real and what's fake. You know, I just don't understand.
Out of the window.
Completely out the window. Completely out of the window. You know, and this was in Loudoun County, Virginia. Loudoun County. Man,
wow.
Please.
Are you serious?
Listen, yes, Loudoun County, Virginia.
Loudoun
County, man. Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Commonwealth, baby. He gone, baby.
Oh, yeah, he gone.
Yeah.
You can't even jaywalk out there.
Did he kill someone?
No.
I hope not.
No, no one was killed, but there was a
that's good.
Reckless
driving
following his involvement in a fatal single car crash on DC.
You said fatal, somebody did die.
Yeah,
somebody died.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. In fatal single car crash. Yeah, someone did die.
Somebody died.
Yeah.
Would he had alcohol?
I'm not sure. They don't say whether he had alcohol in his system or not.
Yeah, they didn't get the report back yet. It's too early.
Well, one thing about it, I'm going to say this. The person he is, if he did, they would have shot that out there already. So that's the one thing that
they ain't got it back yet. It just happened. It just happened, so they ain't going to, you know.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Oh,
they
it just happened.
Is there ever a guilty plea after the prosecution reduce the initial charge of felony involuntary manslaughter. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, so they would have said
that. That's why. It probably wasn't his fault, but being as though he was in the accident, they charging him. That's what's going on.
Yeah, it was his fault of charging him.
You know what?
It was his fault if they charging him. It's just that. He didn't have, like I said, man, they not, it's just like you said, it was just a terrible accident that happened at that time. I don't believe it was nothing in the system. He wasn't doing nothing. It just was something that happened, and he might have been fine, or he might have missed the light or something. It's just something like that.
Right.
That's what happened.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I'm sorry to hear whoever passed away. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah,
please
really.
Go out to that family. Because involuntary manslaughter, fatal,
man,
anything when they say stuff like that, that means somebody has passed away or somebody
it was his girlfriend, Olivia Peters, 29 years old.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
This didn't just happen last week. This happened last year.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
all
yeah,
going
yeah.
on now.
Yeah, I
mean,
we did.
Yeah,
remember that.
Yeah, remember, no word of the charges or what he pled or anything. They're just coming out now with the plea and the actual charges.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, I think Kane is right. I don't think he had anything in his system. I think they had just left the dealership with the car. He was going too fast. First of all, why do we sell these cars to these guys anyway when we know there's not a city, street in the United States that you can drive these cars on?
But why are we making them to go 50
miles an hour?
Tell them 57. How about I can go one better than that? Hey, I'm gonna go off of what you just said. Not even sell it to them. Let's stop making them go that fast. How about that? Can
exactly.
we stop making them go that fast?
The same with semi-automatic weapons. What do you need a M16 on the streets of D.C. for? What do you need an M16? You don't even need an M16 when you're hunting. For real. You find an M16, your little deer or whatever you hunting, that thing going to be gone by the time all them rounds hit it.
Kirby said I mess around and live to be 135 and then get shot by a jealous husband.
It's Kirby. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Kirby. You know. Yeah. Jets running back, Breece Hall, signs his rookie contract ahead of training camp. That's a good move. That's a good move.
I know something like that.
The Panthers unveiled new all-black helmet debut set for week 10 of the 22 season. Yeah, Tang, you know she like it. You know she like it. She tried to say she a Washington fan. Keep me good, feeling good, but. You know she likes
it. That's terrible. That's terrible. I don't know what to say about y'all today. I know I missed y'all this weekend, and I missed y'all. I'm so happy we on this corner.
This is my birthday week, so we doing it all.
Exactly.
You got to talk about, we going
to
do it all
here,
man. We're
going to show out.
Yeah. Thursday and the birthday.
Yeah. Thursday too? Oh, yeah. On your birthday, you're going to act a fool.
You know, I owe it to act a fool. I owe it to act a fool. Ain't that right, Steve?
Get it, bro. I ain't going to stop you. I'm going to encourage
you. You're going to go crazy on the shuffleboard, ain't you, bro?
Yeah. Cardinals center Rodney Houston formed team. He's retiring, but he will play this 2022-23 season. But after that, he's going to hang it up. You know,
What'd he do?
Yeah, he's a center for the Cardinals.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how many years he's been playing so far?
Well, let's see.
He played over 10 years, didn't he?
He's played over 10 years.
Yeah, that's a good position. I ain't mad at him.
Yeah.
But he's 33 years old. He died of that car crash every play. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He's not had enough of that. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
No.
He's trying to enjoy the rest of his life while he can still sing it and, you know, be good with, like, in his good right mind.
Ravens running back J.K. Dobbins, knee. No sure thing to be ready for week one of the NFL season.
Yeah, Captain. What you got to say about that, Captain?
Raiders running back Kenyon Drake ankle definitely going to be ready for training camp. You know, Bills and Raiders rookie report to training camp today. Yeah, it won't be long now, Lou. It won't be long now. Patriots quarterback Mac Jones has made significant strides this offseason with disciplined diet. They kill me with that, y'all.
Yeah,
they really kill me with that.
Yeah, right, sure.
because of his diet, he has made significant strides. Yeah, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. It all starts from your body and being in top shape and top health.
Yes.
So, you know, we understand that and everything, but, you know, come on, man. Come on, man.
It ain't going too much.
Way too much. Vikings.
Okay.
Wide receiver. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. My bad.
Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson. After this year, I'll be the best receiver in the NFL. His words. Out of his mouth. And I don't know why he did that. But, hey.
But you know what? I heard the whole thing. I heard the whole thing. He gave respect, and he said that main man that was with Aaron Rodgers was the number one man. You know, he a dog.
Adam,
he the best right now.
Adam.
But he could be the best this year. And, you know,
okay.
I ain't mad at him. Yeah, he gave the respects to main man. What's my man name over there that went to the Raiders?
Come on, Adams.
Devontae Adams.
Right.
He gave it up to him. He said he was the number one man. He said, but after this year, he going to be that number one man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Who going to do?
Right. I have nothing against it. Nothing against it at all. Rams linebacker Bobby Wagner did not want to leave Seattle, but excited for the chance to go home with the Rams. Hey, you know, it was good when a player has an opportunity to steer his own ship. Former four-time Pro Bowler, Raiders offensive lineman Richie Incognito announces his retirement. Wow!
It's amazing he made it.
It's time.
Yeah. You think it's time for
after
him to
all
retire?
That he did in Miami? I'm surprised he made it.
Yeah, he should have been gone. They should have been kicked him out.
That was a joke, Pete.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he's racist.
Well,
now we have to know. What? All right. Listen for one.
Kel gonna let Dracula in.
No. Shut up. Listen, I don't think I first of all, I know a locker room, and if you have a strike in your heart towards a individual in that locker room, it'll be known. It will be known, and that report was the only time that something like that was stated and said when it pertains to Richie Incognito. It's never come out like that against him. No other report of anything. And I just feel like we would have heard these situations long before it was brought out then. I've always liked Incognito. I've always liked him. So, you know, I could be viewing this with forgiving eyes, as some would say, but I just don't, you know, I never got that from him. I never got that from him.
Hey,
and some people will say I'm crazy. People will say I'm crazy, but hey, that's your opinion.
Yep. What did Harry Tubman say, Ted? I mean, Tang? If
they
had only knew.
You better believe them.
Yeah. I could have freed some more if they had only knew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway,
come on, Kale. It was a joke, Kale.
Cowboys tight end Dalton Schultz and Dolphins tight end Mike Gesicki don't get extensions as expected. They did not. I think the Cowboys still holding on to what was our tight end's name, man? The dude that retired and came back. What was his name, man?
Jason Witten.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys still smitten for Witten. Yeah, not bad. You're going to see them tight ends this year.
Okay. Hey.
We have been dreaming for everybody to be a Witten, though. That's no lie. We have been wanting everybody to be a Witten, but we're going to have somebody that's going to do their thing this year.
The best part of your season was yesterday.
Yeah. The way that the game has evolved, besides the running back out of the backfield, the tight end is the quarterback's best friend as well. So for you guys' sake, except for when you're playing Washington, I hope this guy can stand up. I hope he'll be a stand-up tight end for you guys. Yeah. And Schultz going to hold it down.
What's going on with Trey Sermon? Is he recovering?
Who?
Chase Young.
What about him? He's recovering.
How's his recovery?
He's supposed to be ready when training camp opens. Supposedly.
So what you think?
Ready.
You think he's going to be ready?
I'm thinking we won't know until training camp. Because his whole rehab has been hush-hush. Nothing has been said. That's a good thing. Defensive back Jason McCourty, who won the Super Bowl with the Patriots, is retiring after 13 seasons. Wow.
I'm retiring.
It's that time. It's about that time. Like everybody says, it's about that time, man. They being smart. They like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
The grandkids.
That's
up
if you're on a losing team.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to be getting traded no time soon. You might as well hang them cleats up.
Yeah.
Oh, can I give a shout out to Allen Iverson, y'all?
What's going on with Allen?
AI.
Nothing. I just wanted to give a shout out to him.
I can't with him.
Okay.
I can't with him.
He wanted some attention, y'all.
Everybody look at Kale. They all knew that, Kale. Don't be jealous, Kale. Don't be jealous, Kale. Because I asked for mine.
Are you finished? Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, of course, Saints boast best defense in NFL. So Chauncey is saying they don't even have his position listed. They just say Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is saying that the Saints will have the best defense in the NFL this season. Hey, something to look at.
Okay.
Steelers Cam Haywood on quarterback competition says it all starts with Mitchell Trubisky. So, he's saying that everything starts and stops with Mitchell Trubisky. I hope like hell this young man proves himself better because, hey, I believe it or not, I want to see the Steelers at full strength. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing worse than when your team's in crap and they lose and you have the excuse of, well, we would play him instead of him, we'd have been better. You know? So.
Yeah.
No Mas Pantalone. Yeah.
That's true.
No,
that is so true. Wow.
Ooh.
I want to see what we're going to do with Trey Lance. Because Trey Lance is supposed to get the handcuffs taken off. So They give him the they give him the keys to the car. I don't know how many other keys he got. I don't know if he got the keys to the front door or the back door, but I know he got the keys to the car.
What do you expect from him this year? What do you expect of him this year? What do you expect of Trey Lance this year?
What
do you expect of him? Yes.
Everything. Everything. He went first
round. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to need him to throw some accurate balls. I'm going to need him to use his feet. I'm going to need him to use his brain. I'm going to need him to use everything that God gave him, everything that we saw that to move up to get him. I want him to show everybody what he can do. Everything.
Yeah.
Just throw the arsenal out there. I want it all.
That may be a bit hard to come by, but okay.
I ain't mad at you. Give me what you got. Let me see. We can work on the rest. Give me what you got.
Well, and a big part of that lies on your coaching staff as well. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They have to properly prepare this young man, you know. You guys still have Garoppolo there. And believe it or not, Garoppolo, every time Garoppolo has been interviewed or camera has been in his face, he said nothing but the right thing. He said nothing but the right thing as far as helping the young man out. You know, showing the young man different things as far as being a quarterback goes, that's on and off the field.
Yeah.
So,
George Kittle gave him big George Kittle said that Garoppolo was a major part in helping Trey Lance. Like, he didn't really have to do the things that he did for him, but he did them anyway because that's who he is. That's his personality. So, I'm good with that. If he can learn from Garoppolo, who learned from Tom Brady, I'm good with that. I am really good with that because work habits and everything, I'm good with that. Even if we keep him, I'm good with that. Because he's a great backup. He's going to be a great backup for us. So, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
What y'all think?
I mean... I think the same thing I said when we had this discussion before. I think it only helps your team. It only helps your team because you have a guy who knows the ropes, who knows what should and should not be done and how to handle different, you know, situations. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing to me, and to be able to pass that information on to a younger quarterback, man, priceless. It, to be honest, and I'm just keeping it real, it's almost an unfair advantage. It's almost an unfair advantage because you're gonna have the youth and the moxie with the experience taught to them. So, you know, that's a good look. That's a damn good look. So, hey, you know, more power to them. If anything, it's going to make football way more interesting in that division. It's going to make football way more interesting in that division. We see Cap just tuned in. What's up, Cap?
Hey, beloved, how y'all doing?
Man,
what's up,
Cap?
How you doing today, Champ?
Hey, I'm sorry I joined y'all late. Little baby upstairs running in and out of stores, and everybody going crazy. So I had to go up there and make sure everything was cool.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
We just going over football, talking different football scenarios and situations.
Okay.
God,
who looking strong? Who y'all think looking strong so far, early on, OTAs and stuff?
Well, they really haven't because all teams have not have not. What word am I looking for, y'all?
All teams have not reported.
Reported yet.
Okay.
All teams have not reported yet, so it's more of a situation of these people reported, those people reported, and things of that nature. And as far as which team looks strong, those comments haven't come out yet. So
okay.
We know by our first show in August, we should have a grasp of who is who and what is what, you know?
Okay.
We should know.
Might be the year of the birds. I'm guessing. Might be the year of the birds.
Hey, Cap, I heard about your running. I know you're a Baltimore fan.
They're going pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Well, there's Seahawks, Ravens, Eagles, Cardinals. You pick one.
And Falcons.
But we got and Falcons. Exactly. But, y'all, we got to go. Come on, Lady T. Come on, Lady T. I just wanted to bring you in, Cap, you know, for a second. Come on, Lady T.
You guys, you guys already know how much we love you guys. And I couldn't wait for today. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here, online, and anywhere else you see Kale's Corner. Thanks for all your support. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to love you so much more on Thursday. You will see. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782 is the number. And you guys can follow us on Kale's Corner on Instagram and Facebook, you guys. You guys can also log into Blog Talk Radio and blogtalkradio.com/UKellMcLean. I'm sorry, you guys. I was stuttering because the hot flash had hit me, and it was tearing me up. I'm sorry, y'all. But I digress. And I want to also say, my
ghetto, you ruined the same dude that gave nothing. I made something.
I'm sorry, you guys. Have a great day. Go ahead, Kale.
If you love them, they should know. Don't forget, Thursday is the birthday. We're going to party like it's 1999.
I got dropped roasters from botch robberies. Niggas crashed over. Mommy knocked up because she wasn't watched over. Knocked down by some clown. When child support knocked, no, he's not around. Now how that sound till you jot it down. I bring you through the ghetto without riding around. Hiding down, ducking strays from frustrated youth stuck in their ways. Just read a magazine that fucked up my day. How you rate music that thugs with nothing relate to it? I help them see they way through it, not you. Can't step in my pants, can't walk in my shoes. Bet everything you worth, you lose your tie, your shirt.
I'm in a position to talk to these kids and they listen. I ain't no politician, but I kick it with them a minute. Cause see, they call me a menace. And if the shoe fits, I wear it. But if it don't, then y'all will swallow the truth, grin and bear it. Now who's the king of these rude, ludicrous, lucrative lyrics? Who could inherit the title? Put the youth in hysterics, using his music to steer it, sharing his views and his merits. But there's a huge interference. They're saying you should inherit. Maybe it's hatred I spew. Maybe it's food for the spirit. Maybe it's beautiful music I made for you to just cherish. But I'm debated, disputed, hated, and viewed in America as a motherfucking drug addict. Like you didn't experiment. Nah, that's when you start to stare at who's in the mirror and see yourself as a kid again. And you get embarrassed, and I got nothing to do but make you look stupid as parents. You fucking do good. It's too bad you couldn't do good at marriage. And do you have any clue what I had to do to get here? I don't think you do, so stay tuned and keep your ears glued to the stereo. Cause here we go. He's chicken, chicken, I'm the sinister. Mr. Kiss, my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything. Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to holler about anything. I had to hustle, my back to the wall, ashy knuckles, pockets filled with a lot of lint, not a cent, got a vent, lot of innocent lives lost on the project bench, what you hollering, gotta pay rent, bring dollars in, buy the bodega, iron under my coat, feeling brave, a do-rag wrapping my waves, a pockets full of hope,
Do not step in me, I'm awkward. I box lefty or often. My pops left me an orphan. My mama wasn't home. Could not stress to me, I wasn't grown. Especially on nights I brought something home to quiet the stomach rumbling. My demeanor, 30 years my senior. My childhood didn't mean much, only raising green up. Raising my fingers to critics, raising my head to the sky. Big, I did it most high before I die. No lie, just know I chose my own fate. I drove by the fork in the road and went straight.